Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of November 2016, and this is the 472nd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm talking to you outside. I'm wandering down into town to do some Qigong, which I don't usually do on a Wednesday, but the last two Qigong classes were cancelled, and when I have Qigong, Qigong class, I don't usually do Qigong in the morning, and so those twice I didn't, and I also quite often don't do it at the weekend, and I've just realised how long it is since I've done Qigong. I've probably nearly a week, and I'm feeling very stiff, so I'm really, really looking forward to this class, which isn't my usual one, but it'll be really lovely to get myself moving a bit again. And I know that it makes an enormous difference when I do it every day to my whole well-being. So that's what I'm doing this afternoon, and I'm still having my month off. Well, I'm going to have my month off for quite a while, but I suspect that the second half of my month off is not going to be very relaxing. But this week is being lovely, and I've really, really been taking things quite calmly. And I'm on a path now, so I was just pausing while I was passing somebody. It's a lovely path, this one. It's the ash trees, I've mentioned them before, they're absolutely fully green now, which they're quite late. They're probably about the latest tree to come out. Everything else has been green for ages, but they're really lovely. They've got huge canopies, and I must remember them for when it gets hot. It would be a lovely place to come and read or work, to just sit on the grass under these ash trees here. They're just outside, well, they're between two schools, so they're not the place to be at 3 o'clock or any other time. Children might be out here, but in between those times, I think they'd be really lovely. And in the school holidays, of course, as well. And a lot of our summer will be school holidays. So I must make a note to self when I'm looking for shady places a bit further on in the season. I'm feeling very, very fortunate. November is often quite hot. And really, it hasn't been at all this month yet. I'm wearing a jumper and a jacket over the top as I walk into town, and several days this week I've also been wearing a beanie, so it's certainly not summer. I know I told you yesterday and the day before that I was really going to get organised. Well, first yesterday and now today. I should stop making promises in this very public way, because I still haven't got my suitcase out from under the house or made my list of things that I need to take. But I have been doing other admin-y things today, including sorting this muddle out that I made, or which was kind of made by several of us, really, with the ringing weekend, which is coming up. I'm always amazed at how much work is involved in organising something with visitors from interstate, and, you know, they kind of, not only the venue, but the food, and for me, you know, a solitude-loving person, I find it very difficult to be around groups for any extended period. period of time, and 3 days feels like a lot of time. So I'm going to have to really pace myself. And given how unsure I am about what's going to transpire once this baby has been born, it's possible that I won't actually be there at all, so I also need to keep a tag on everything so that it's all written down and somebody else can take over if needs be. So that I'm sorting that out, and then that'll be out of the way, and maybe my concentration will become more focused in how I'm going to get away and what I'm going to do away. Unlike my daughter, who is so organized that she's just been cooking for me and her partner for when she's in hospital. I just think that is so admirable, and I can't believe that I'm the person who brought this child up, somehow in spite of me she is on the ball and organized, even when she's so uncomfortable, presumably. Well, she is uncomfortable and with so much on her mind. So my hat off to her. I'm coming to the point where the cork tree is and my favourite chocolate brownie place, but I think I'm not going to go down that way. I think I'm going to try not to eat too much that's sweet at the moment. I'm so aware of not wanting to get unwell before next week, so I'm being really careful about what I eat and who I'm around. I think spring is a really tricky time in terms of people coming down with viruses, and I want to be at my best to resist them. So now I've just been going past these absolutely fantastic roses that are hanging over people's fences, and sort of demand to be sniffed and sometimes almost to be eaten. But this street is kind of quite an interesting mix of people's private flats and houses, but coming into town, which is why you can hear the traffic going past, and just going past quite a, I was going to say a big hotel. I mean, I think it was big when it was built in the 60s. I don't think it would be considered big nowadays. So I wonder what you've been doing this last few days, what you've been doing today, or what you're thinking about doing today. I'm wondering whether your list is too big for today, whether you can gentle it a bit more, and treat yourself as you would your best friend. Again, this is not really a very writerly podcast. In fact, it's not writerly at all. But nevertheless, I thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.